Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab your rainbow and open your mind. It's time for a story. Today's story is Moyo's Journey by Miranda Roberts. In this story, Moyo, a curious polar bear, travels around the world, learning lessons from different creatures. And as she travels around the world, she also travels through all the colors of the rainbow. Listen closely during the story and see if you can hear the different color words that Moyo uses. That helps her keep track of where she's been and where she's going. Snow slid softly through Moyo's world, blending the sky and sea and land in the storm's pale dance. When stillness finally joined the silence, a rainbow beckoned, and Moyo took its outstretched hand. Led to a crimson land, sun-baked and humming with the dreams of the most ancient people, Moyo rested in a gum tree's cool shade. All around her, stories of new life and transformation vibrated from the plants and creatures, their harmony connecting her with the earth and sky. Moyo's gaze followed a kangaroo, making her steady way forward, a joey tucked safely in her pouch. And touched by this, Moyo learned the value of kindness, hugging it close as she followed the rainbow's path. Where the Kaleidoscope River spun through the canyons, Moyo tumbled into the Dreamcatcher's airy embrace. Seams of ochre sandstone soared above her, sheltering both predators and prey in their deep, dark crevasses. Slowly, a bighorn sheep picked his way out of the canyon, leaving all that it held behind him in a conscious search for somewhere new. And called by this, Moyo accepted the challenge of opportunity, holding tightly to the hem of the sun's golden coat as it pulled her onwards in her own search. Landing in the endless yellow savanna, Moyo felt the textures of the plains shifting and settling in the fading sun. And all the while, majestic creatures moved to the rhythmic beat of a soul-deep drum on time-honored paths of their own. As elephants drank calmly from the waterhole, smaller animals sheltered within their enormous shadows, temporarily hidden from the gaze of more menacing neighbors. As the daylight slid over the horizon, Moyo could just see the zebras, their unique patterns blending with the shadows and yet setting them apart. And inspired by this, Moyo acknowledged her own special difference while confidently camouflaged behind her mask. From the grassland's uneasy order, Moyo swung through the lush chaos of the jungle and into the arms of its vine-wrapped trees, where monkeys chattered and peacocks paraded. Beyond this commotion, where lime deepened to jade and emerald, silent observers lingered. And drawn by this, Moyo recognized her own solitude in the tiger's and felt its power. Seeking space, she once more grasped the rainbow, chasing the spirit of the condor up through the canopy and into the ridgeline's cobalt haze. Beyond them, where stately peaks melted into the horizon, azure and then ultramarine, Moyo glimpsed the opportunities ahead. Beneath them, symbols of ancient culture lived in harmony with even older souls. Inquisitive llamas wandered the high slopes, matching her stare with unabashed interest. And discovering this, Moyo began to see the possibilities that only curiosity can awaken. So, when the rainbow's arc swung out once more, Moyo followed its pendulum down, way down, into the warm blue ocean, where fish darted through jellyfish stings and larger creatures cruised casually. Leaving its warm reef rest stop, a turtle dived past her through the currents, equally at home on land and in the sea. And observing this, Moyo realized that she too understood the importance of adapting to different surroundings. Then, Moyo found herself in a place as familiar as her own shadow, and yet also strangely different. The frozen landscape remained as it always had been, stretching to the horizon and possibly beyond. Her mind brimmed with memories of her rainbow journey, and her heart with all she had learned, that each day is the beginning of a new ending, and that accepting this frees us from what is past. That, in order to survive, we need to be able to change. That curiosity creates opportunities. That sometimes we need to be alone to know where we are going. That being true to ourselves is what makes us different. That opportunities create possibilities. And that a kind and listening heart is the center of everything. As she slept, she considered these newfound wisdoms and realized she had finally become who she had always been, Moyo. In Moyo's journey, she learns so many lessons from the different animals she meets. The kangaroo teaches her how to be kind. The tigers teach her how to be alone. The turtle teaches her how to change and to adapt to different surroundings. But they don't teach her by sitting down and talking with her about it. Instead, she learns by watching them. And I think people really do learn from animals all the time. We learn how to plan for the future by watching squirrels gather nuts for the winter. We learn how to be patient by watching birds sitting in their nests, waiting for their eggs to hatch. We learn how to work together by seeing how ants all move together in a line, gathering food and bringing it back to the nest. What's another lesson that you could learn from watching an animal? What do you think you could learn from a doggy? Is there anything you could learn from an octopus? Can people even learn from animals like coyotes or snakes? If you can, today or tomorrow, see if you can look out your window or walk down your street or even just find a little place where an animal might be. It can be a wild animal or it can be a pet. It can even be a tiny little bug. Maybe even a bug that isn't supposed to be there. Watch that animal. See what it does. And see if it reminds you of anything. Any lesson that you can learn and use in your life. Moyo's Journey is a breathtakingly beautiful book. I strongly encourage you to go to www.moyosjourney.com or to find Miranda Roberts on Facebook and Instagram, Moyo's Journey or Miranda Roberts Art. I'll be posting on our Facebook and Instagram page both links to this site and also to coloring pages that Miranda Roberts made. It would be a lot of fun to listen to the story and be coloring art featuring Moyo at the same time. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. I'll see you next time.